Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And the greatest thing, perhaps, that we can say about WAMC is the quality of the information that we provide to people and its application to their lives.
David, I think that's right. I think that's why so many people love it. I think that's why we are within striking distance of the 500,000. We need about $40,000 to get that extra $25,000 to have reached halfway in the drive. It's really extraordinary. We're doing very, very well. But I am scared, and I don't mind sharing it with you. I've never minded sharing it when it happens, because elections have been lost by one vote. People who say, let somebody else do it, it hasn't been done. So anything you can do, folks, please go to the lockbox. I hear from so many of you who say you've just done it or you're going to do it. I appreciate it. This is a personal thing for me. When I see what you've been able to do, it is just extraordinary, and I'm incredibly grateful. Thank you. So let's get it done now. WAMC.org.
We will be on the air Monday morning, February 1st, 6 a.m., Alan and Ray.
We will.
Well, there was a debate last night, the Democratic debate, and Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley, according to the Times, offer contrasting views about whose vision would best move the country forward on the eve of the Iowa caucuses next week, with Mrs. Clinton's campaign facing new pressures. Of course, we haven't talked about Martin O'Malley. He's been virtually absent in many discussions.
Who's that? So, listen, everybody got their time last night. This was not everybody standing next to each other yelling at each other. Everybody got some time. And, you know, here is the Bernie thing. Bernie says that the corporations basically own America, that the banks and the corporations own America. This has real resonance with a lot of people, because we know that to a large degree that's true. The people who run these places have the most money, and the people who are working in the trenches do not. Whether you like it or not, whether you think that's American capitalism, it doesn't matter. The main thing is that this has real resonance with Democratic voters, and that's why Bernie is doing so well. And Mrs. Clinton is still ahead in the national polls. But when it comes to Iowa, when it comes to New Hampshire, it's a real battle. And if it comes out with Bernie on top, that's going to send a real shockwave and a message to the rest of America. Now, when you get down to South Carolina, where Mrs. Clinton has been traditionally way ahead in other places, we'll have to see whether or not the Bernie message gets through.
Refugees getting through. Today in Denmark, the Danish parliament will vote on seizing valuables, Alan, from refugees. Denmark's parliament expected to vote today in favor of drastic reforms curbing refugees' rights, including delaying family reunifications and confiscating their valuables. This comes from The Guardian this morning.
David, we know that this is happening, and we know that it's important, and I'll tell you why. Because not for what it does, but for what it says about how desperate some of these European countries are about absorbing all of these refugees. Look, it had real resonance here in the United States when Trump said it. It is the kind of fear that runs through populations. And we see that there is a certain amount of jingoism and people who just take advantage politically and play upon people's fears, as well as some realities in terms of the economics of how a society brings people in and makes them comfortable and makes them welcome. And this idea of taking their assets and their valuables away is just one more desperate cry for help by one country. Not that it's either going to happen or not happen, but it does show you the level of anxiety that exists in these places.
I saw a conversation yesterday, Alan, with Donald Rumsfeld, and Rummy was responding to President Bush, calling Rumsfeld an arrogant fellow who served the president badly. And Rumsfeld said he and the elder Bush never had a close relationship. Quote, we were never close. He was the kind of to the manner born, and I wasn't, he said, adding that he also questioned the motivation and timing of the criticism. I didn't think it was complimentary of his son, George W. Bush, he said.
Well, you know, as I remember, Nancy Reagan didn't have much use for Rummy either. And the whole arrogance of saying, I wasn't born to the manor. Here's one of the most powerful men in America, Rumsfeld, and he's pleading that he's sort of a man of the people. Or as the old saying goes, will you give me a break?
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. The lockbox is open right now at WAMC.org.
David, I'm counting on everybody to do what they can. Thank you.